Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, and in the Garden Level Home and House Studio, as a matter of fact, but we're going to run down to a professional circumstance, and that's the Board of Water and Light in Lansing, Michigan, and we're going to spend a little time with Dick Pefley, the general manager of the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Dick, it's always good to see you. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, Chris, and it's great to be on again.
Well, let's kind of reacquaint the audience with what LBWL is.
What is LBWL? Well, we're a hometown people, hometown power company. We can service you with all your electric needs, your water needs, your chilled water needs, or your steam needs. We're four utilities under one roof.
It's unbelievable stuff. And you have been in this community for, I would only hazard a guess as to how long.
Well, I've been in this I've been at the board for 45 years, so various jobs, and ended in a corner office. I guess just got promoted up to where they found something I may be able to do, but I'm happy to be here, happy to be serving the people. It's just a great community to live and work in, as you've been here a long time too, Chris.
Yes, I have. Let's not put years to that, okay, Dick? but let's do talk, because we're in your office, and this is something that's still reasonably new. Where you built your office and why? Let's touch on that a little bit, because it really shows the Board of Water and Light's community involvement.
Absolutely. When we built our Rio cogeneration plant, which was the first gas plant built in the state in 25 years, because we were looking forward to cleaner energy, we decided to locate right down here in Rio Town. When we moved in down here, there was probably 80% of the businesses that had a affordable rent sign on them. But after we put $185 million investment here, there's no vacancy signs up and down this street anymore. It revitalized the neighborhood, put new infrastructure in, roads. It's booming now. So where the board goes, people follow. And so that's where our tagline of hometown people, hometown power comes from.
Yeah, you are absolutely integrated into this community. So let's talk a little bit about processes, business, and how they've changed the past half year with COVID-19.
Well, if you'd have asked me, you know, 6-7 months ago, with 325 of our 720 people be working from home, I'd say you were nuts. But that is the case right now. It's working well for us. We transitioned seamlessly, which really surprised me, trying to get, you know, computers in everybody's house and make sure their internet was compatible with our systems. But our IT folks did a great job. And obviously, the approximately 300 other folks are boots on the ground. They still have to be out in the field hanging wires and, you know, fixing water mains and putting in new water mains. So it's been a challenge there, you know, keeping them safe. To date, we've only had one individual come down with the virus, and he is fine. And so we're knocking on wood there. But it's not just luck. We've gotten there because we're very vigilant, take care of our employees, social distancing, wearing the mask. So it does work.
So you have some pretty aggressive and wonderful long-range clean energy plans. Has COVID-19 changed any of that?
It has not. It did slow down a little bit of our Delta Energy plant, which is a $500 million facility we're building out on Canal Road in Delta Township. That's our new gas plant, which will take the board from coal to renewable energy. That's the bridge to get us there. But as far as our IRP, Integrated Resource Plan, we're right on track for that. And they are some very bold goals. We are looking at 50% clean energy by 2030 and carbon neutrality by 2040. And if you see, the state just announced carbon neutral by 2050. Well, you know, they'll catch up to us eventually.
That's a good point. They should readjust their standards, I think. So let's talk about projects that you guys have been involved in, because your projects really, like you say, for the most part, enhance the community.
They do. Yes, we typically, without any large projects like our plant, we still invest $90 million in capital improvements every year. And that's jobs for the community. That helps our reliability to deliver safe, clean, reliable power. And it helps the local economy. When you put $90 million into the Lansing region every year, that's a big number.
Yeah, it certainly is. Let's talk about an upcoming project, the Allen Neighborhood Center, and your involvement in that.
I am, and our executive director of strategic planning, Brandy Eckerin, has been heading that up, and she has just done a great job. It's going to be our first experiment with microgrids, some batteries. You know, we're big into solar. I mean, we own the we the second largest solar array in the state. We're getting energy from that in Delta Township. And out north, where Ranger Power is going in, that's the largest solar development inside of Mississippi. We're going to be the lion's share taker of that energy. So Allen Street, that's the small community project. And it's very exciting. A lot of players in that board, but just a small piece. I want to take credit for everything over there. But we definitely are looking forward to that coming online and trying out the microgrid on how the battery technology is going to work for us. Because that is the future, batteries. But it is still a ways down the road.
You're right. Battery technology advancement still has a little ways to go. But you're absolutely right. This will be an incredible project. And Dick, I just... You know, as a community member, like you said, I've been here a long time. I want to tell you how much we appreciate what you all have done for the city and around the city, as a matter of fact, and everything that you've done personally, Dick. You're a good guy, and it's a great company. So thank you.
You're welcome, and you're way too kind, but I do love the Lansing region. I've been here since I was in high school, so, I'm going to be here for a while longer.
There you go. And we're both out of high school, by the way. Dick Pefley, General Manager of the Lansing Board of Water and Light in Lansing, Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us, my friend. Always good to see you.
Have a great day, Chris.
All right. You're listening and watching the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.